This morning, representatives from the DA visited the Umhlanga area in Durban, where we witnessed firsthand the devastation caused by a toxic cocktail of chemicals that had been released into local water bodies and into the atmosphere by the Mumbai-based UPL warehouse. The warehouse was attacked during the riots last week and has been burning and releasing toxic waste since then. The warehouse has for the past week been releasing a bright blue mix of chemicals into the rivers that flow down into the Umhlanga Lagoon and from there into the ocean. We saw bags of dead fish being carried away by trucks in two separate parts of the beach, and I was advised by environmental groups that the lagoon is effectively dead. Along with the devastation caused by the release of the poisonous chemicals into the river systems, there's ongoing concern about the airborne toxic chemicals being released into the atmosphere by the raging fire. Local residents have been breathing in these rancid fumes since the fire started, but there appears to be no sense of urgency from the municipality to actually put the fires out. An air quality reading from IQ Air at the Durban City Hall classifies the air quality in the area as unhealthy and recommends the wearing of masks and refraining from outdoor exercise. A central question remains how the warehouse was allowed to operate in the first place and to store such highly dangerous substances in an area so close to an environmentally sensitive biosphere. It's essential that we establish the chain of events that led to the warehouse being given the green light to operate from this building and whether due process was followed. I've been in communication with the minister today whilst visiting the sites in question, and she has committed to assist in addressing the issues as best possible, but I fear it may be too little too late. The ANC administration cannot continue to pretend that this environmental disaster is somehow under control. The consequences will be with the residents of Umhlanga for many years to come, and they will never forget how absent and ineffective their government was during this time.